And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you. My question is, how can I stay connected to my source?
When you can't.
I can't. Okay. To my feeling?
Well, you can't, but you can reconnect any time. In other words, staying connected says, how can I never again address enough contrast that I give birth to any new desire? That's what staying connected says. Surprising, isn't it? You didn't expect that answer from us, did you?
No.
Staying connected says, I will find something and I will stay in alignment with it forevermore, and therefore I will cease to do what I came forth to do, which is explore contrast. Can you launch a rocket of desire in the absence of contrast? That's the question that we would like to put forth to you. Is it possible to launch a rocket of desire from an absence of contrast? Don't you love knowing that? Doesn't it make you more willing to live some life? Now, we don't want you to get carried away. In other words, we think you like the drama of it sometimes. You get so deep into the contrast that sometimes it's hard for you to hook back up. But it's a wonderful thing to rest in the knowledge that the source within you is always there no matter what. And you can retune yourself to that vibration anytime you choose to. And we've noticed that the people that are able to come into alignment more frequently and stay there longer are those that aren't freaking out about not being out of alignment. Nothing will take you out of alignment faster than worrying about being out of alignment.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I think that's happening because...
It really is. People do worry about that. They feel guilty. It's bad enough that I'm focused upon something that I don't want, but now I feel guilty that I'm focused upon something that I don't want, which is just more and more and more upstream. Where if you recognize that you're feeling negative emotion and you say, good for me, I'm feeling guidance that's letting me know the vibrational variance between where I am and what I want. That would be like, to not understand the value of contrast would be to go on a journey and to every day that you're not at your destination, belittle yourself for not being there yet. We should be there by now, Esther would say to Jerry. And Jerry would say, but Esther, it was 600 miles drive today. I know, but we should be there. But we've only been on the road 5 minutes. I know, but we should be there. We should be there. We should be good enough that we should be there. And we say, what's wrong with enjoying your journey and being where you are? And diving into what's around you and doing your best from where you are, it's a much more aligning sentiment than to be upset about not being in alignment. You hear what we're getting at? Mm-hmm. You had something specific that you were going for, and we headed you off just a little bit by our surprise attack, but we're...
The thing is, it's difficult for me when I'm in a rational environment, with people who are most of the time are up in their head and kind of rational talking with each other. I cannot stay connected to this area. Here's my deepest feeling. I don't know how to say it. It's pelvis or how do you say it?
Well, most say solar plexus or energy center. It's an emotional center. It's where you feel your emotions.
And when I'm down here...
When you say they're up in their heads, give more description about that. What do you mean? Chattering away on topics?
On contents. I work as a management consultant. So I give training and management development, coaching, that kind of stuff. And when I'm connected to myself, I can quite easily tune into a person and feel what is going on. But when they start to talk about the contents of their work and the problems they have, then I feel my own energy going up, going to my head, and I lose the contact with myself.
You know what may be happening to you is when you're visiting with someone, it doesn't matter what the content of their conversation is. When you're visiting with someone who is in alignment with their words, in other words, they have something that they want to express, whether you agree with it or not, mm-hmm. if they are in agreement with themselves as you are interacting with them, you will have a good experience because you have the ability to tune into who you are, and as they're tuned into who they are, then you can have a diverse conversation that will yield you some very productive, positive results. Some of the best conversations in the world are from people who vehemently disagree with each other, but who each believe what they are saying. And so in their alignment with their ideals, wonderful new ideas can be born out of it. It really is the epitome of cooperation. But when you are listening to someone who has just become so accustomed to hearing their own words, they're just sort of chattering on and on. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the political arena where they have these talking points and they all say the same thing.
And that's what many of them conversations do, are quite often.
Regardless of their connection with how they really feel, then what you are picking up on is their cross current. But we want to say to you, if you are really tuned into who you are, in other words, someone not connected will not set you off your game if you are really connected. So what we want to say to you is, don't let them and how they're doing be your criteria or catalyst for your connection. And the answer to the resolution to that is to prepare yourself into the environment vibrationally before you walk into it physically. Okay. In other words, say things to yourself such as, I'm going to get there and they're going to be doing whatever they're going to be doing, and there's going to be quite a variety going on in there. And often say to yourself, in the most unlikely of environments, I get the best piece of information. And so this is an environment where I'm going to be mining for meaty conversation or for meaningful things or for opportunities where I can maybe say the right thing that will call someone a little closer mm-hmm. to who they are. Mm-hmm. And then envision it. While you're driving to your rendezvous place or while you're lying in your bed even the day before, envision being there, but don't envision, and you're really going to like this because it speaks to your very complaint about what they're doing, envision yourself not necessarily hearing a conversation. Don't try to get the conversation going on and then evoke a response from yourself. Instead, just imagine yourself there and feeling good. Imagine yourself there and so tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that regardless of what anybody else is doing, you're enjoying it. So you can see yourself enjoying this one who's in alignment and that one who's in alignment. And even though they're having a sort of conversation of differences, they're still each passionate about what they mean, and you're enjoying what's being born out of that conversation. Or imagine noting that one over there, and you can just feel that that one is not even in alignment with self, but then just smile to yourself knowing that they mean well and that they're trying and that they're doing the best that they know how to do, and acknowledge that you yourself have not always known about solar plexus and alignment and energy centers and energy. And so see them as on their way to understanding. And as you practice it in your mind, when you walk your body into the situation, you will not find yourself being unsettled. Every environment will. It's a bit like Esther, once she became aware that she was a reader of energy, could not stand to be in a bookstore or a library because there was such chaos in the energy in those places. Jerry would say, let's go, and Esther would say, I'll wait in the car, or I'll be over here, or how long will you be? I'll pick you up later, because she felt uncomfortable in the environment. And once we had an opportunity to visit with her and explain that it was not, she does not need to find a utopian environment in order to feel good. She just has to be in alignment with who she is. And so once she determined a reason for being in the bookstore, a sort of mission of her own, and once she tuned in to her reason for being there, now all of the other chatter stopped. So the chatter that you are describing that you think is coming from others is not coming from others. It's chatter going on in your own head from your own misalignment, you see. It's easy to give them the credit for it because you weren't chattering before you were around them, but it's still your chatter, always your chatter. Good to know.
Thank you.
Because you have control of your chatter. Mm. And aren't you glad you don't have to control theirs?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.